We are continuing Surah An'am. The verse I recited is verse number 21st. Translation is this way: and who is more unjust than him who forges a lie against Allah or denies his signs? Verily, the unjust will not succeed. Allah is talking about injustice. The injustice is the about it. Imam Ali says, avoid transgression, it is the greatest sin. Verily, every transgressor will be punished for his transgression. So, transgression, injustice is the biggest thing. Now, the thing is, what is your intention and who is your target? Here, target is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which is the biggest target, and the intention is to associate partners with him and saying lie on him. So, that's what Allah is saying. وَمَنْ أَذْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذَبَ أَوْ قَدُّبُ بِآيَاتِ Are denying, lying his verses. In no lie of Allah, Zalimun, surely the unjust will not succeed, because their goal is to deny Allah, deny his verses, denying Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, deny Quran Hakim. And goal is what? Goal is to have associate partners, hoping that they will help. These partners will help. Now, why they had these partners for? They had partners for so that they will do intercession for them. So, they were using this intercession for their own help. But there is a Muslim sect which says that whosoever talks about intercession is mushrik, which is not right either. Because there is a fine line between that. Because Allah talks in verse of Kursi, Man dhal ladhi yash'u indahu illa bi'idni. Who can do intercession to him except by his leave? So, intercession is there. Intercession is there. There are several other verses on intercession. Like we go to Surah number 43, where Allah says, and those whom they call upon besides him have no authority for intercession. But he who bears witness of the truth, and they know. So who you call associate partners are not the one who can do intercession, but the one who gives witness with the truth and is a knower. He'll give intercession. That's who are those? Those are Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aima Tahareen, who are the witness for the truth. And their witness has been described in different parts of Quran Hakim in many verses. Prophet being witness, Aima being witness. And they know, they are the people of knowledge. They are people of knowledge. In Surah Waqia, وَلَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَحَرُونَ. Nobody can touch it but the purified one. It is the Holy Quran. Nobody can get Quran unless you are purified. And there is a verse of Ayat Tathir, verse of Tathir, where Allah gives guarantee of Ahlul Bayt being purified. So they are the purified one, they are the people of knowledge, and they are the one who are witness for the truth. And they are the one who do shafa'at with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please recite on Salbaat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, it's not only denying Allah, but also denying Ahlul Bayt. When we read Zarat al-Jamia, where we say, and he who opposes you is a disbeliever for Ahlul Bayt. They are also disbeliever. And there are several narrations from Ahlul Bayt. They say, the person who refuses us is similar to the person who refuses Allah. And such a person is a disbeliever. Allahu Akbar. So there is a right of Ahlul Bayt on us. Innahu la yuflihu dhalimun. Allah says that the unjust will not get any success. No success in this world and no success in next world. When you are doing injustice, you are confused and your heart is not at rest and the society around is not accepting you. And you go into trouble. And you get caught finally. Like we have the example of the Prime Minister of Pakistan. He did cheating. He got kicked out from his position. Supreme Court kicked him out. That's how it is everywhere. You know, like everywhere, if you do injustice, people will get you, Allah says. And this is here. And in the next world is a big punishment waiting for one who is doing injustice. So biggest injustice is to deny Allah, denying Prophet, deny the Allah's sign, and deny the right of Ahlul Bayt. Now Allah is talking about judgment day. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَيْنَ شُرْكَاءُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And on the day we will muster them all together, then we will say to those who associate partners, Where are your associate gods whom you were asserting? Allah is going to question on judgment day. Where are you gods who you are associating? Allahu Akbar. Allah will show his might. So what will reply? Tumma lam takun fitnatuhum illa an qalu wallahi rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. Then their excuse would be nothing but that they would say, by Allah, our Lord, we were not polytheists. They'll outright talk, lie on themselves. Because they will not see any other way to get out, they will not see the partner. So they'll say, wallahi rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. They'll swear by Allah, wallahi, they'll say, wallahi rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. They say that, because they have the habit of cheating and deceiting. So they'll think that their habit will come out again. They'll say, again, I'll cheat and get out. But, I was not mushrik. That's it. I'll get out of this. That's how they will try to do it, because their psyche has been like that. Now, talking about psyche, talking about the behavior, the kind of psyche we have, the psyche we'll have on the judgment day. Allah talks about psyche of people of hellfire. In Surah Sa'ar, Allah says, the most surely is the truth, the contending one with another of inmate of fire. Allah says, this is the truth, that people of fire will fight with each other. Why they'll fight? Because they used to fight here too. They were quarreling people. And Allah talks about the people of paradise. In Surah Waqia, Allah says, they shall not hear there in vain or sinful discourse, except the word peace, peace. Why they'll be like that? Because they were here like that. They were not fighting, they were not arguing, they were not sinful talking. So there also they will be like this. So we cannot think that we behave like people of hellfire and we go to paradise. We have to develop our psyche according to the system. So since they have the habit of cheating, they will again try to cheat themselves. They'll try to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that we were not mushrik. So Allah says in the next verse, Unzur kaifa kadhubu ala anfusihim wa dalla anhum ma kanu yaftaroon. See how they lie against their own self, and that which they were forging has passed away from them. They will be lying on themselves, Allah says. Unzur kaifa kadhubu ala anfusihim wa dalla anhum ma kanu yaftaroon. And they will be lying on them, Allah says. Allah said, look at them. Unzur. Look at them, how they are lying on themselves. And whatever they are forging has passed away from them. They will lie on themselves. Lying on themselves is what? Whatever they were saying has become lie. They associated partners, it became lie. It became like lie. And they again lied in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that wallahi, we were not mushrik. So their lie was there. The lie was coming from the beginning of associating partners. So Allah says, وَدَلَّ عَنُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. What they are forging has passed away from them. When they see their associates are gone, they will know that everything is gone. When they will be lying, Imam Ali says, when they will be lying, where their tongue will be lying, Allah will put their tongue shut, mouth shut, and Allah asks body parts to give witness, and they will be talking against them that time. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقُهُهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And of them there are some who hearken to you, they hear you, and we have laid veils upon their hearts lest they understand it, and their ears is a heaviness, and if they see every sign they will not believe in it, so that when they come to you they dispute with you. Those who disbelieve say, this is not but the legions of ancients. Allah is talking about, they come and they hear you. And then we have put deafness in their heart, in their ear, and we have covered their heart with the veils. And if they see all the signs, they will not believe it. And when they come to you, they argue with you. And this kufar, they say, this is nothing but the stories of the ancient people. That's what happened. When you deny one thing, Allah put curtains. If you take one step towards Allah's path, Allah helps you 100 steps. If you start denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah punishes you and puts curtain on you. And then put heaviness in your ear and you become deaf. Then slowly you become deaf, blind and dumb, everything. This is punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah is talking about. Allah says in that situation, if you say, show them any sign, they will not believe. And these kuffar used to say about Quran Hakim, that is nothing but the stories of ancient people. Because they, when the verses were recited, their heart was closed. They could not understand Allah's talking. Now we have to ask ourselves, this is about the mushrikeen. What about hypocrites? In today's world, there are Muslims who are hypocrites. When you read Quran to them, they don't want to hear it. They say it's too much for us. And they have heaviness in their ears. And their heart is closed and they will, when we call for Quran, they will not even come for Quran programs. They will not read Quran at home. They will just say Quran in their home. Did anywhere Allah says in Quran, just keep Quran at home and just that's it for you? Did Allah says anywhere in Quran, just keep Quran and you are done? And when you read Quran, they don't want to hear that? And they still think they are believer? Allahu Akbar. We seek Allah's refuge to have wills towards Quran Hakim. We seek Allah's refuge to not to get guidance from Quran Hakim and not to be close to Quran Hakim. If we are the path of Ahlul Bayt, لا يمسه هو إلا المطهرون. Nobody touch it but the purified one. With the sadqa of Ahlul Bayt, Allah makes us purified so we can touch Quran, understand Quran. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْعَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ يُلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they prohibit people from it, and themselves they keep afar from it. And they destroy none save themselves while they are not aware. Allah is talking about this mushrikeen. They used to stop people from going to Prophet, listening to Quran. So, and they used to stop themselves also, hoping that they'll destroy Islam. And Allah says that in reality what is there, what is happening? They are just destroying nobody but themselves, but they don't know that. And that's what happened. These mushrikeen, these kuffar were stopping Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What happened to them? They went nowhere and Islam is everywhere. Now, some part of Sunni sect say that this verse came for Hazrat Abu Talib. And they said that he used to protect his nephew, but he used to stop people accepting Islam. We don't accept that because we have ijma from Ahlul Bayt. Ijma from Ahlul Bayt is that Hazrat Abu Talib was a mu'min and he helped Prophet from the beginning. And there's a lot of poetry of Abu Talib alayhi salam, which which has been mentioned in Tafsir Mizan, and Maulana Sayyid Tilmiz from New Jersey has written a Diwan of Abu Talib, where there is a poetry of Hazrat Abu Talib praising Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being a messenger. A very detailed poetry. And Mizan has mentioned a small story about Hazrat Abu Talib, that Quraysh came, all these chiefs of Quraysh came and brought a beautiful boy. His name was Ammara ibn Walid. He was very good looking, good manner. And they came to Hazrat Abu Talib and asked him, they take our beautiful son and give your nephew to us, we'll kill him. Because he has created a lot of dispute among Quraysh. So Hazrat Abu Talib said, should I give my nephew to you so you kill him and I take your son so I feed him? It's better bring all your sons, I'll kill all of them. And I'll keep my nephew with me. That was the faith of Hazrat Abu Talib. So we don't have time to go detail. There's a lot of discussion about it. We don't want to go. But I just touched some points. And now we'll go to the next verse. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salam. Now Allah talks about judgment day. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And if you could see when they are stationed before the hellfire, then they say, would that we might be returned and we would not belie the signs of our Lord, and we would be of the believers. Idhwikufu ilan nare. Allah is saying, if you could see them standing in front of the hellfire, these mushrikeen, and they will say, Allah return us back, so that if we don't belie your signs and we become believer, it will be the scene. It will be the scene. So would they believe? They will not believe. So now let me give you a little bit background about it. Alam is there, you know. From six imam, Allah created two kinds of water. One sweet water and one salty water. When he creates sweet water, he created from sweet water gardens and people of his obedience. And from the salty water, he created fire and people of disobedience. Then he took in his hand, which is like symbolic, and created some particles. And ask those particles to go to that fire, which he started fire there. So some particle rushed to go to it, some went slowly, some didn't move. But nobody entered it. They got scared of fire. So Allah said, sit quiet. Then Allah created, those were kuffar. Then Allah created other particles and asked them to go to fire. Some rushed fast and went inside like lightning. Some went slowly and some went very slowly, but they all entered in the fire. Those are believers. Then, but the fire did not touch them. Allah tested them and they came back. So those who were the non-believers, they said, Allah, sorry, astaghfirullah, we want to go back. Allah said, go back. And they did same thing what they did before. That's what happened to these kuffar when they are on judgment day. They'll say, Allah, we send us back so we don't deny your verses and we become believer. Allah answers the next verse. So why they are liars? Allah says the next verse. Why they will be liars again? Because judgment is related to our world, and our world is related to the world of particles. This all interconnected. Like they did not change, and those people, those believers came, and those non-believers come in this world, and they will go there. Allah gives chance here. But Allah, they are saying that Allah sent us back. When they see fire, Allah will do good deeds. They are the liars. Why they will not be able to do that? Because if they come back from the hell, now, again, the curtains will be put there, ghaib will be there, whispers of shaitan will be there, and their desires will come out, and again, they'll become same way. Ya Allah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the right path. Because we don't want to see ourselves on the judgment days in sorrow. This is a time Allah give us help so that we follow and become obedient one. So now what Allah says in next verse. First Allah says, Bal bada lahum ma kanu yukhuna min qablu. Walau raddu la'adu lima nuhu anhu wa innahum lakadibun. Rather what they used to hide before has appeared to them. And even if they were returned, they would revert to what? They were prohibited. And most surely they are liars. بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Whatever they used to hide, it will be evident to them. What will be evident to them? The fire they were denying. In this life, they said there is no fire. There is no judgment day. It will be, they are hiding the truth in their heart, the truth will come out. Then Allah said, if they were returned, they would revert to what they had been prohibited. Most surely they are liars. Allah said, then you come back, you will be again doing what I ask you not to do it, not to do shirk. Again, you'll be from mushrikeen. And you are the liars one. Why you'll be liar? Because what you are saying will not happen. That's why you're a liar. And what you already lied on yourself before about, that you did not associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You lied, and you are a liar again because it will not happen to you. So on the judgment day, bal badalahum, everything will be manifested. Whatever we do, the reality will come on judgment day. We should sue astaghfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our reality should come as a good one. Ya Allah, because everything will be, judgment day will be the day of realities. We seek to Allah's refuge from any of our sin coming out on judgment day. Now the last two verses about the philosophy of mushrikeen. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. And they said, there is nothing save our life of the world, and we shall never be resurrected. That is the belief of people, of worldly people who are the kuffar. They say, وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. They say, this is the only life, we will never be resurrected. These mushrikeen, when they were here, they never thought there will be judgment day. And they made partners for what? They made partners for help in this world, not for the next world. They made sun god, moon god, and snake god, and all gods to have benefit in this world, not to be suffering poverty, disease, sickness, and thundering and floods. Not for the hereafter. They didn't believe in the hereafter to be raised again. The belief in hereafter brings the faith, and the belief in fear of Allah and fear of judgment day, then those are the believers who don't sleep at night, who really believe in judgment day. They don't sleep much at night. They cry. They are always said in their heart, their heart is crying for the judgment day. Those are the believers. And there are some lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are ready to meet Allah. Laqa'ullah. They want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our closeness to Allah on the judgment day, I have read in Tafasir, our closeness to Allah on the judgment day, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be depend on how much we are close to Him here and spiritually. If we are not close to Him spiritually, much close, our distance will be there on the judgment day too. If we are close here, we will be close on the judgment day. That's why we have to recite Quran, bring Quran to our heart, and do Namaz-e-Shab. To bring close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have His holy essence in our heart. Our heart should be lit from His holy essence. Then there will be, if Allah talks to us through Quran here, we'll be meeting inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with closeness. So their belief is only in this world. So now Allah talks about them on the judgment day. Allah says, for law tara id about judgment day. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ قَالَ عَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ وَرَبِّنَا قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah says, what will happen on judgment day? And if you could see when they are stationed before their Lord, He will say, is this not the truth? They will say, yes, by our Lord. He will say, test you the chastisement for what you used to disbelieve. So they will be standing in front of their Lord. Allah says, I wish you see that they'll be standing in front of their Lord, and Allah will say, is it not the truth? They'll say, yes, by our Lord. Yes, by our Lord. They'll say, yes, it's the truth. So Allah says, so then test the chastisement what you've been disbelieving. So how they'll be standing in front of their Lord? They're standing in front of Lord will be just like standing in the Salat. When we are in Salat, we are standing in front of Lord. And the judgment will be like this. You won't see Lord, but you will see the place of punishment. That's being standing in front of the Lord. And they will, Allah will be asking that, is it not the truth? They'll say, Wallahi. They'll swear Allah. Balawa Rabbina. Balawa Rabbina. They'll say, yes, by our Lord, this is the truth. I want to mention one hadith about the issue about that on the judgment day, Mushrik will deny that they were associating partner. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that surely Allah will go on forgiving on the day of resurrection to such an extent which will not come into anyone's mind until the polytheist will say, by Allah our Lord, we were not polytheist. Allah will be so forgiving that even polytheist will become very hopeful and he'll say that we were not polytheist. Allah is so kind on judgment day, but not to the mushrikeen. But I have mentioned in the beginning of this majlis that Ahlul Bayt is haq. If you deny Ahlul Bayt, you're denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahlul Bayt is the right, Ahlul Bayt's right is that you have to accept that. Because you come to the area of disbelief, if you disbelieve them, it's like disbelieving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see Karbala Muharram, the 10th Muharram, there were two groups of people. One group of the people were there, when we read the Quran, that their heart was covered with the veil. And their ear has deafness. When Imam Hussein was calling them for truth, they could not hear the truth. Because they were worldly people. The sin has been so much that Imam was calling, they were not coming to Imam. They were looking for their money and their prestige in the world. And here was Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was a Natiya Quran. He had the knowledge and he was a witness for the truth. His witness of truth was evident when his head was on a spear and he was reciting Holy Quran. That was his witness of truth. And the companion of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they were saying, O Mola, if we come 70 times, we'll come and help you. On one hand, mushriks were lying to come to this world and they were liars. But these were the ashab of Imam Hussain. They were telling from the heart that, Mola, if we get martyred 70 times, we will come back. I will say salam to those believers who died in waiting for our Imam Azama, hoping that they will come back before Judgment Day and take the revenge of blood of Imam Hussain alayhi salam.